Do you ever just look up at the night sky and, you just wonder, right?
All the time.
Yeah.
And science fiction, it's been feeding that wonder for decades.
Exactly. And today we're going to dig into something pretty specific. Could all that sci-fi, the movies, the shows, actually be prepping us, getting us ready for the real thing?
The acclimation idea is fascinating.
Right. That's our mission for this deep dive. To explore if maybe sci-fi's been a sort of slow burn introduction to extraterrestrial life, especially when you think about, the stuff in our sources, government quietness, UFO sightings.
Those abduction claims you hear about, and yeah, the huge shadow Hollywood casts over it all.
So this acclimation theory, the basic thought is maybe seeing ETs and spaceships constantly in fiction makes the real possibility less shocking.
Precisely. It kind of lowers the collective freakout potential, maybe. If you, listening right now, grew up seeing aliens on screen, the idea itself isn't quite so utterly out there.
It feels a bit more familiar somehow.
Yeah, exactly. And, some figures associated with sci-fi have these interesting potential connections mentioned in our sources, like Gene Roddenberry.
Star Trek's creator, what about him?
Well, there are these suggestions, these alleged links, between him and certain people who claim they'd actually had contact with extraterrestrials.
Whoa, seriously? So the guy dreaming up Star Trek's universe.
Might have been influenced, yeah, or at least exposed to ideas from people claiming firsthand experience. It adds a layer to Star Trek's themes, universalism, contact.
That is a wild thought. Okay, so how does this connect to, say, the early internet? Because that comes up too.
It does. Think back to the 80s, Usenet. Our sources point to these news groups like alt.conspiracy.area 51.
Right. The really early online forums. That's where a lot of this stuff started bubbling up publicly, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And you had writings appearing there, like from someone called John Winston, making claims about, well,
An alien base inside Mount Shasta.
that's the one. And a supposed Galactic Council meeting there. Now, whether you believe it or not,
It shows people were already thinking way outside the box, looking for answers anywhere they could.
exactly. And around the same time, also supposedly on Usenet, you get the appearance of the MJ-12 documents.
Oh, yes, MJ-12. And that infamous alien autopsy video that seemed linked to it for a while.
Right. Both hotly debated, authenticity-wise, obviously, but they lodged themselves firmly in the public mind, didn't they?
They really did. They stuck around. Which kind of leads us straight to Hollywood, doesn't it?
It's the perfect bridge. Because Hollywood has been the main source, arguably, for depicting what aliens might be like for decades.
Absolutely. Movies, TV shows, just endless portrayals, sometimes friendly, sometimes definitely not friendly.
A whole spectrum. And this constant stream of images and stories, it's all happened outside of any official, government channels.
So the question is, has this exposure, maybe unintentionally, maybe not, actually conditioned us, made the public more ready for potential real contact?
It's a core part of the acclimation idea. And sci-fi often carries these deeper messages too, right? About humanity's place, oneness, good versus evil on a cosmic scale. Lessons almost.
Yeah, like it's teaching us something without us realizing. And the sources suggest Hollywood sort of filled a vacuum.
You had all the unexplained sightings, the abduction stories, and not much official info coming out.
So Hollywood steps in. Was it like a plan B, a way to get these really complex, maybe unsettling ideas out there when governments wouldn't or couldn't?
It's a compelling way to frame it. Was fiction doing the work that officialdom wasn't?
Okay, so just to recap, we've looked at this whole acclimation idea, Roddenberry's alleged connections, the early internet buzz with Usenet and MJ12.
And the massive, undeniable influence of Hollywood storytelling, all happening while official sources were, well, mostly silent on the big questions.
It paints quite a picture.
It really does. And maybe the thought to leave everyone with is this: after decades and decades of seeing extraterrestrial life woven into our culture through stories and screens, what does that actually signify? Could it be that our collective subconscious, is already expecting something, or has been subtly guided not by official decree, but by the power of fiction, something to mull over?